This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday, one and all.
Yes.
Happy Friday, Junior. Happy new chicken day to me.
You got your chickens.
They're coming today.
They're coming.
Six new hens.
What, do they show up like on a truck?
Yeah, they all bring their wallets because they're so wealthy right now from all the eggs they've been producing, you know? Just making it rain in my coop.
Just making it rain with more eggs.
When you were an egg eater,
yes.
What was your preferred way to eat your eggs or prepare your eggs?
I like them over easy.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit on top. You know, I mean, you know what? Sunny side's not bad either. But also, I'm a fan of a good omelet.
Oh, yeah. Go all day with an omelet.
What's your go-to, Miss Egg Lady?
I mean, because we have a child now, like...
Scrambled
all the time. But you know what I like to do is cut a pepper in half, any color pepper that you like, and then you bake that for a little while, pull it out of the oven, then crack an egg in it, bake it longer with a little cheese on top.
Oh, see, now you're opening up the door to a whole other... I also loved an egg on top of a burger.
Yes!
You take a bite and just, oh, my goodness, that's so good. And then... When my stoner days, I saw it. Somebody showed me. It's not like I invented this. It was like making French toast, and you cut a little circle or a square or anything in the middle of the French toast, and then you crack an egg in there, and
I want brunch now.
I'm ready. Where are these chickens coming? Let's make some eggs.
Hey, let's do it. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is the first day of spring, apparently.
Spring has sprung.
Sure looks like it
pouring
out there.
Pouring down rain.
Last night especially, too. Hey, it's also the Great American Meet Out, and boy... Were a lot of people meeting out yesterday at the Mariners.
Oh, yes.
Big food. I guess they unveiled their menu for 2025, and they invited a bunch of people, including us, which is the first time we've ever gotten to go to one of these things, and it was amazing. So they've unveiled a bunch of new food and beverages. We got to sample a bunch of them throughout the morning. We'll be sharing our experiences, but we also chatted with executive chef Craig McAllister, who's brand new to Seattle, brand new with the Mariners. Awesome guy.
So cool.
Could not be nicer. He's just so fired up for this upcoming season for people to try these new menu items. And here he is talking about, well, joining the M's and some of the highlights of that menu.
You know, I've been doing like live sports and entertainment for most of my career. What I find like makes me successful in this type of environment is like I just lean into the baseball experience even more. You know, like Like, what's good? A corn dog. How do you make a corn dog better? And then how do you make it Mariners blue? Like, that's my job.
You add Takis, right? That's 100%. How you do it.
Blue, little bit of Takis go a long way.
Now, that was the one that seemed to be trending yesterday. Not just that. I mean, Major League Baseball picked up on it as well. The Mariners are selling blue corn dogs, and people were just, like, trashing it left and right. I'm like, well, Danny over here tried it.
I did too.
You tried it as well. What'd you guys think?
I loved it.
It was probably the best corn. I don't even like corn dogs, and this corn dog was like on another level.
Well, it was like a corn dog, and then they covered it in nacho cheese on the outside of the corn dog so that they could put the blue Takis on it.
It is like a stoner's dream snack, for sure.
So good.
I think before you knock, you should definitely try it. Yeah. But we also asked Craig, hey, if you had to give us a recommendation, we're going to T-Mobile Park, we're going to see the Mariners play, what's the one thing we need to try, one of the new menu items? And this is what he had to say.
You know, we've done a really great brand partnership with Cal Raleigh, the Big Dumper. Kind of a weird way to, like, take an inspiration, but we've got the Little Dumper dumplings. Right? Like, six come in an order. You can make some friends in your row. Like, that's the best way to do it. Seattle's known for dumplings. We're just happy to bring that, like, bring that inside the walls here. Take really good inspiration. And, like, you know, the best way to cheer somebody on is not only the snack in your mouth, but the name on the shirt, too, right?
Yeah.
Little Dumpers.
It was just like, I told her about it yesterday. I was showing her pictures. She's like, why did they call it Little Dumpers? That doesn't sound very appetizing. I'm like, well, it's based off of Cal Raleigh. His nickname is Big Dumper. And then that was a whole other conversation.
Oh, for sure.
Like, why is he called Big Dumper? I'm like, let me just show you a picture of him. And you'll understand rather quickly. Other highlights, I mean, I would say like the nacho ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
That was definitely something that was very popular last night as well. Something to look forward to. The sushi, the chicken wings, the turkey leg.
I couldn't even get to everything. It was so great. Well, last night was the last of the first four games. Xavier came from behind to beat Texas. I actually went to turn the game off, and then Brad was like, what are you doing? They're making a comeback. So that was a pretty exciting one.
That what he sounds like?
I'm like, oh, I thought,
what are you doing?
What are you doing, lady?
Get me a turkey leg.
The first round of the NCAA March Madness tournament begins today, resumes tomorrow. Seattle is gearing up to host a couple of games over the next few days. University of Washington is also part of this, and it's the first time in like a decade that they've been involved at this level. So that's pretty exciting.
Now University of Washington also has games? Okay, I'm today years old to find that out
They're not playing. They're
hosting. I know that. I know that. I'm not that stupid.
But they have eight teams competing in first-round matchups tomorrow, with winners advancing to Sunday's second round. So pretty exciting times for the city.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, very expensive tickets, though.
Well, I know. I saw some of the resale. I was just like, yeah, I'll just watch it on TV. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I know what Climate Pledge is like. I'll just pretend I'm there.
Yes.
Oh, man, the Seattle Kraken, they didn't pretend that they were a good hockey team last night. Oh, you know, I give them, the goalie was really good for the Minnesota Wild. I mean, we did outshoot Minnesota 34-28, but got shut out 4-0. Up next to them, taking on the Edmonton Oilers this Saturday. So there you go with the Kraken once again. It's hard to go back-to-back, and they suck going back-to-back. Usually they're 0-11 this year.
Oh, great.
In back-to-back games. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 46 degrees, it's going to be rainy. Happy first day of spring. The DMV is brought to you by Snohomie Casino, and that's what's up.
During a recent college basketball game, one of the announcers started goofing on the other announcer for being old.
Oh.
And I think we can all relate to this. You're going to hear what happened. It's pretty hilarious at 620.
The Daily Mix Show.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament is about to kick off. We got our brackets all filled out. We are ready to go.
I'll be honest, I already forgot who I picked to win it all.
What? I think I forgot to speak.
Yeah. Probably like UConn.
But during a recent CBS college basketball game, Ian Eagle was jokingly teasing Bill Rafferty for doing something that only old people do.
Championship games update on all the teams that have already punched their ticket to the big dance that's coming up on AT&T at the half. We may have to change the nomenclature because nobody punches a ticket anymore.
That's a good point, actually. I never thought about the fact that like some of these sayings that we say just don't make any sense to somebody who was born after like 1980.
Super outdated.
Just scan a QR code.
Well, for some people, the older people still do it the old way.
You're the only person in America still printing your boarding pass.
Yeah. I mean, my husband, he loves a printed boarding pass. He really does.
I'll be honest. It took me a while. Even when I had it on my phone, I would still be the guy like, let's print it just in case. Because all of a sudden, it's just going to be like a massive cell phone outage. Right? At the very moment, I'm about to scan my ticket because then they wouldn't be able to figure that out. But
then they just send you home.
Finally, I stopped doing it. I'm like, I don't need no ticket. I got my phone. And then all of a sudden, we started traveling with our daughter who wants the ticket.
Of course.
So now,
like the tangible item. Yeah, kids love that.
She's an old soul. She likes to walk around with her little boarding ticket in her hand. And I don't mind because like 9 times out of 10, she drops it and loses it.
But oh, yes.
It's on the phone. Who cares?
What old person thing do you tend to do?
Ooh.
Or outdated thing?
You know, I still refer to things like as like albums and like even if I'm talking about streaming stuff, I think it's just like my choice of words.
Sure.
Same with like even like if I'm like about to record something on my cell phone video, I'm like, film this for me. And I'm like, there's absolutely no film in my phone. And that makes no sense to somebody that's probably in like their 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I know a lot of people get annoyed when people are like this. I prefer to just pick up the phone and call rather than text. Are you the same?
Oh, I prefer to call somebody, not warn them that I'm about to call them or ask if it's okay to call. And that seems to be such a no-no these days.
Right? But I prefer that. And like when somebody sends me a text message and it's asking 4 or 5 questions, I'm like, I'm overwhelmed thinking about texting you back. I'll just pick up the phone and call you.
Do you find it, though, when you call that person back, they sound surprised? Like, how dare you call? I'm like, well, you just asked me so many questions that my thumbs don't have the energy to do.
That's it. It's like thumb fatigue. I just can't do it. Danny, do you do any old man stuff?
I like clocks. Like old clocks that I have to set, you know. It's like I know I have my Apple Watch, I have my phone, but our battery went out in our kitchen clock one day,
okay,
and it threw me off. Because I check it a lot more than I thought I did, and I was like, man, who uses clocks anymore like this?
I even also think like to go back to what this guy was talking about, just the terms and the phrases we use. I don't think anybody even says anymore like a quarter to, half past, like the phrases that we used to use. Like when you're like, what time is it? You're like, oh, you know, it's 6:45. And so I was like, well, what the F does that mean nowadays?
The kids don't know.
Right. Like, and it used to be you would just round up to whatever the nearest quarter was. Like it was never, oh, it's 6:43 right
now.
I'd be like, oh, no, it's 6:45.
Well, what about the rockaholics? What is that old person thing that you do? Maybe something a little outdated that you still participate in.
I got another suggestion.
What?
Going to bed early on the weekends.
I love that.
It used to be like, I ain't going to bed till 4 a.m. Now it's like 9:30. I'm like, it's time to shut it down.
206-803-ROCK. What old person thing do you do? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
What are some of those old person things that you do? 206-803-ROCK. Chris from Stanwood, what kind of TV shows do you watch?
Oh, I'm a sucker for a good old episode of Cops.
Yeah. That was like peak reality
TV. Judge Judy. you know, any of the court shows, sign me up. My wife says I'm the oldest person ever for watching that stuff.
Chris, when I got, one time I went to New York, and a couple times I've done this, I went to a taping of the People's Court, and it just felt so good for the soul, because I grew up watching this, and now I'm in the room while it's going on.
Right, and you were saying it's all like duct taped together and stuff. Like, dude. That is classic, dude. That's awesome.
It was a dump. I'm pretty sure that I was the only person that maybe had a job at the time that was in the audience. And then they handed out these little bite-sized Halloween candies and chocolates as a snack. And granted, we were there for like 6 hours. I feel like they should have given us something a little bit more. And man, it was like vultures for that chocolate. Like everybody was just swarming for it.
The people's chocolate.
I was just like, guys, calm down. Like, we could get these for like 50 cents at the store.
Chris, I have a cops question for you. Is it something where you can stream it with a streaming service now?
Oh, yeah. It's on Hulu, for sure.
All right. Good to know.
And are your favorite episodes the ones that happen in Lakewood?
Well, dude, you don't go through Lakewood unless you're trying to be on the episode of Cops.
Dude, I had a buddy who was a cop for the Lakewood Police Department, and he said that the producer of Cops, who's like loaded, of course, would fly those guys out for like a giant party every year.
What?
Like, it was like his thank you for providing so much content. I mean, other police agencies probably across the country got invited as well, but the Lakewood cops got the invite.
Top tier.
Because they provided so much, I mean, quote unquote, great content for Cops.
The most amazing entertainment. What an era. 206-803-ROCK. What is the old person thing that you do? Chris from Seattle, what is the hand motion that you think is a little outdated?
It's the rolling down of the windows.
Yes.
You know, though, in all fairness, when I had my Jeep Wrangler, because everything, they could take the doors off, so it wasn't a lot of electric stuff. So my windows were roll-down windows, and it was a relatively new Jeep Wrangler, and people thought that was so strange when they got in my car.
So old school.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and then the other one, my kids give me grief. It's audiobooks. I still call them books on tape.
Oh, yeah.
Books on tape.
They look at me cross-eyed every time.
So they're like, Dad, what is tape? 206-803-ROCK, what is the old person thing that you still do?
I don't know. This one hurts my soul, but they're not wrong. I listen to radio morning shows, haha.
Yeah!
That is an
old school, baby.
Yeah, the youngins are listening to podcasts.
Boring.
Dude, I remember when we went to the Consumer Electronics Show, and we were like going around talking to people, and they're like, well, what do you guys do? I'm like, oh, we do a morning radio show. And the person looked like, well, what is that? Almost. I mean, it was like one of those looks like, what? And I'm like, it's like a podcast, but it's live. Oh, that's cool.
It's on the radio, you see?
Oh, I had to make it cool for this like 20 something by saying it's a podcast, but it's live, and you can listen to it in your car, and you don't even need internet. It's crazy.
Like, whoa. You know, another one of the motions, though, I was thinking of is the fact that if you and I were to say make a call, mm-hmm. we'd put, you know, kind of like the
hang loose
up to your yep. dome. But the kids, they don't do that now. They do.
No.
They are like holding a smartphone is the way that they do
it. I just stare at the palm of their hand.
Say, they don't make calls.
Right. There's a lot of like hand gestures, like you were saying, like you're just talking about. Like, I remember the other day, somebody was turning and they were making a left, and they put their arm out. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's right. At some point in our lives, we were told, like, you know, you had to do the hand signal for making it right. You had that, like, your hand, like, extended up. And I'm like, nobody does that anymore.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Somebody just texted and said, I'm a 32-year-old man. I do embroidery in my free time.
Oh, I love that. Can you embroider us a Daily Migs pillow?
A pillow? I was thinking like a bomber jacket.
Or a bomber jacket.
Someone said, when we record something on the DVR, I still say taped it.
Taped it, yep.
Another text said, I bought an old man looking recliner.
Oh, I do love a recliner.
Oh, like the Lazy Boys.
Hasn't Danny been shopping for those lately?
I know, and I've never wanted to visit him at his house, but if he gets a Lazy Boy, I will want to visit him at his house.
Yeah, we're going to camp out on that Lazy Boy.
Danny, have you gotten your Lazy Boy yet?
No, it's still in process. We're not doing a recliner, though. Do they have, like, whole couches? It was like, what is happening?
Oh, yeah.
I love Lazy Boy.
Oh, it's the best.
The best is when you call it an easy chair, though. I'm not going to sit down in my easy chair.
Another great text has said, I wear sensible shoes 99% of the time.
Same.
One of my buddies said something, and now I notice it. He says, you know when you realize you've given up on trying to be young and hip? you start wearing those Hoka shoes. And then it was just like, he's like, don't get me wrong, they're really freaking comfortable.
They got good arch support.
See, and I'll wear Vans all day, but the problem is I have to have the orthopedic and to make sure that my back doesn't hurt by the end of the time.
So you got like the flat skater shoes, but inside there's actually a little bit of an arch.
A lot of an arch, Steve.
And any podiatrist, Danny, would tell you that you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Oh,
I still shake hands with people. That seems to be kind of a lost art with the youngins.
Honestly, we've been trying to teach Barrett how to shake hands because they have to do it during sparring when they're doing martial arts, and he's terrible at shaking hands. It's like the dead fish thing. I'm like, buddy, you gotta like make it firm handshake there,
you gotta
bro.
Go in with a good grip.
Right? He looks pathetic out there shaking hands. So yeah, it's a lost
That's
art.
That's bad parenting, if you ask me.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning, Rockaholics? This man has a record of 81 wins, 40 losses, and 21 ties in 2025. You've got some work to do. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.